Hello, hello, and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette. Now, you know, this is a podcast where I get an opportunity to interview people who are from in and around the state of Delaware that are doing some amazing things in their communities. And today I have two special guests. That's right, Demetrius Bullock, who is the CEO of Motion Illustrations, a comic book creator, an artist, as well as, you will remember, the creator of the Delaware Blogger Podcast logo. And I also have Andre Jones. He's a visual artist, an actor, a poet, a playwright, and a screenwriter. So you know this is going to be an awesome show. Hello, Demetrius and Andre. Welcome to Out and About with Antoinette.
What's good? Let's get it.
How you doing, Antoinette? It's so wonderful to be here, as always. Thank you so much
for the opportunity. Andre, welcome.
Yeah, now, thank you.
First, I'm going to start with you, Demetrius. Now, a few years ago, you remember, I interviewed you and Bryce, along with your wife, with the release of Daddy Long Legs and the Inchworm. And you know what? I actually went out as the blogger and I covered your book signing. And I'm going to let you know, I still got my copy. It's all in plastic. So when you guys blow up, I'm going to be the first one that says, I knew you when. Now, my brother from another mother from the Bronx, let us know how that book has taken off. It's a series. Like, what is going on with Daddy Long Legs and the Inchworm?
Yes. Well, it has morphed now into going into the fifth issue, which is going to be released before the end of the summer, with a continuation on it. I mean, it's still moving. You know, we had a little slow up because we were traveling and we were making appearances at schools and everything. Both Bryce, myself, and my wife, with the comic book series. But we're excited as things are starting to open back up and we get back out there to it. He also had a spinoff from that series, which is titled The Grave Mistake. So, and several other projects in the work, including some of my own, which is going to be coming under our adult series called Pancakes After Dark. So we got a lot of things happening. So we're very excited.
And you know, Demetrius, I actually saw you and Bryce with my favorite actor from Raising Dion. That was amazing.
Yes. That young gentleman, what's his name? Asaya, I forgot what his last name is, but he is an amazing young man. Both of them they hosted their own event at the Kids Comic Con, which was awesome. Both of them had a room where they were, talking about just acting, and Bryce was talking about creating comic books. And it was amazing. And when he got a chance to, meet him, I mean, young man was running over. He got a copy of his book. And when we saw him the next day, and everybody was trying to get his autograph and take pictures with him. He saw Bryce again. He ran over, and hugged him. And they took a picture together and everything. You just wanted to see Bryce. So it was wonderful. And it's so iconic because that picture with both of them together, it's a magnificent picture. As you see two little, young men, aspiring men that's going to be doing both the acting and creating, literature for years to come. So it was awesome.
And that is good. The images that we see, images that are projected, they create a whole world. And unfortunately, for many years, we didn't see those images. So now when we see those images of our young kings and our young queens, it's like amazing. We're just like, oh my gosh, when I grow up, I can be like Bryce. Or when I grow up, I want to be like, I don't know his name either. I'm going to call him Dion, but that is great. Yeah. That is great. And you, kudos to you as the dad. Now, Andre, according to your bio, and I didn't even put it all in, you've been living in Wilmington for over 18 years and you started drawing ever since you was like, you can remember, right? And you said at the age of 5, you read your first comic book, The Amazing Spider-Man. Now, was that when the bug bit you?
Yep. As I stated, once I read The Amazing Spider-Man, and I was like, you can actually get paid to do these drawings that I do and put words to it. I was like, that's like a root beer float with a cherry on top, you know what I mean? So I was gone once I read, because I was already drawing, and I had seen other comic books and was, trying to mimic different, drawing styles and whatnot. But when I read The Amazing Spider-Man, that whole, idea of a teenager, deciding as a young, person, I know right from wrong and I'm going to fight. Like that, that stuck with me. You know what I mean?
And Spider-Man is cool. I have a friend, and I'm only going to give you a first name. Her name is Kimberly, and she's such a wonderful young lady. She is a Spider-Man freak. She said, she just loves Spider-Man. What was it about Spider-Man? Because I was never really into the comics. Like right now, Marvel is big. I grew up on Batman and Robin, and and that was like the only character I really liked when it came to the comics. What was it about Spider-Man other than him being that young man and standing up? Was he an easier draw for you?
Well, I think, first of all, his costume was cool. Like, you know what I mean? Let's forget about it. Like the costume was cool, but I think the ultimate thing about Spider-Man that like really drew me in was this idea of with great power comes great responsibility, and it was coming to not a fully grown man, but coming to a boy, but kind of letting that lesson seep in, like that really spoke to me. And then he had all these like really cool poses where he's swinging with the webs, and it was just something about him being a teenager. B, with great power comes great responsibility. And then C, just the idea of him representing something like a spider, like, right? Like, you don't think about what somebody with the power proportionate to a human-sized spider would be. Like, you know what I mean? And so it just kind of, from there it sailed on. But to your point, before that, I was looking at, Batman, which I liked. And I was also, of course, at that time, we still had the Cold War with Russia, and, the Captain America comics were big, because they were, down with Germany, down with Nazism, all of that. But none of that stood out like Spider-Man. It
Okay,
just
cool.
didn't.
So, Demetrius, I'm going to ask you, what was your first favorite comic book character drawing?
I gotta be honest, I don't remember what the first comic book was. All I know is when I came across comic books in general, that's when I was hooked. What got me into drawing and wanting to explore with my art was more of the subway, the trains that would go outside my window. Living in the Bronx, we lived like feet away from the 2 and the 5 train, and I was a big admirer of the graffiti and the art that would, pass my window. It wasn't until I was around about 10 where, I was going to the corner store for my mother. There was a store in the corner named Harry's, and he would have these books hanging from the ceiling on string, and they were comic books. First time seeing them, and I'm like, oh wow. And I did my chores, got some money, and I went to the store and I bought my first comic book. I don't remember what it was, but I know I just started buying all of them. And that's where I saw first time ever seeing a black superhero. That's where I came across the Black Panther eventually. But I would buy, they had something like Marvel's Universe where it would go into the history behind each one of the characters and their powers and their attributes and all kinds of stuff. I was into it heavy, and I used it to learn how to draw the anatomy of my subjects as I'm drawing them. And I would practice how other artists of that time were drawing, and I just kept, I started creating from there. When I came across Spider-Man, like Andre, I mean, for me, that character, because he was like the main character in Marvel, he's the only character I think that fought every villain you can think of. And as him being a teenager, like Audrey said, I was like, wow, you know, it hooked on to me. But what I liked most about him is that he wasn't overpowered, but yet he was fighting some of the most powerful villains. And Trill's trying to figure it out because he's a kid and he's going against adults and monsters and all kinds of stuff. And somehow he would, you know, come up with an answer with it. So I was hooked. Yep.
And I just learned something because, again, I grew up in New Rochelle, and I remember going into those stores, those penny candy stores, but they had the racks that would spin. And, you know, we'd spin the racks to see, you know, I mean, it was Josie and the Pussycats. It was, oh my gosh, I can't remember. I mean, there was so many.
Archie
comics. There you go. Archie comics. I love them, but I really never got into them. I just like to read. That was my thing. I'm a reader. You know, I love reading. And then the colors was popping, you know, back in the 60s, everything was kind of vibrant and colorful and all that popping. Not Richie Rich. I was like, I couldn't imagine a person having that kind of money growing up in the projects, but it was it was cool. But yeah, how you guys just told me about Spider-Man, you know, and not only who he was, but how he kind of formulated, you know, or formed your interest later on. So Comic-Con's got to be a big thing, right? So people love comic and comic books. So that's why we're going to get into that, but we're going to take a quick break right now. And then when we come back, I want you guys to take us through what is happening, what's coming to Delaware. Oh my gosh, you guys are putting comics on the map. And Demetrius, you just did something downtown in Middletown that you got to tell us about as well. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. Demetrius and Andre is going to tell us more about Delaware's first Comic-Con that's coming in August, why you should attend. I'm excited already. It's July. I can't wait for August, right? So guys, go grab yourself something, the sip or snack. We'll be right back. And don't forget to find and follow me on all my social media platforms by using the Linktree ID, Del Blogger, and subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Alondra Brooks, your host at I Am Becoming Podcast Radio. I Am Becoming is what I would call inspirational gumbo. We will talk about becoming from motivational perspectives. This platform will be an information highway for nuggets from the hair industry business to business in general, motivation. You can catch us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Come out and become with me. I cannot wait to hear from you.
Hello and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette on the Delaware Blogger Podcast. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake. And if you're a new listener, let me tell you what you'll be hearing here on Out and About with Antoinette. Each week, I have an opportunity to interview a guest who is from in or around the state of Delaware that is doing positive things in their communities. I will introduce you to them so that they can share their vision and their mission, and then you can share it with others. So stay tuned each week to Out and About with Antoinette. In the meantime, in between time, make sure you subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com. Find and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest at delblogger, and on Twitter at Delaware Blogger. And you can see my face in the place on YouTube and IGTV. See ya, it's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the show. This is Out and About with Antoinette, and I am your host, Antoinette Blake, the CEO of A. Blake Enterprises Social Media Marketing and Consulting. I'm an award-winning blogger, author, podcast host, and professional speaker. And here on Out and About with Antoinette, every week on a Wednesday at 1 o'clock, I am interviewing guests from in and around the state of Delaware who are doing some major things in their community. And you know what, Demetrius and Andre, They are doing the darn thing. And I am so excited for them to tell you about what's coming in August, Delaware's first Comic-Con. And for those of us who are novices, because I'm just learning myself and they're not exactly sure what it is or what to expect. Guys, Demetrius, Andre, what's happening? Tell us all about it.
All right.
You first, sir.
Oh, well. Yes. We are doing, actually, it is going to be the first Comic-Con, which is going to be held on Market Street. There's a Comic-Con held in Dover, and I think they did one over at the Contemporary Art Museum. But this is the first one, which is going to be held on Market Street at the beautiful Artscape, which is like a staple, within Wilmington for me as an artist and Miss Jones as well. So we are so excited to bring it there. And it's more of an intimate setting. We consider this one a mini Comic-Con, because when you think of Comic-Cons, they're pretty, pretty big, pretty elaborate, pretty. This one is more mini. And what we've tried to do is we tried to bring in a lot of Delaware artists and creators. We wanted to put a highlight on the state itself, you know, to showcase the talent that's here. So we've been really pushing the comic book idea, trying to bring in the artists, for going everywhere we can to get them in. And we're excited because you're going to see a wonderful array of talent.
Yep. It's an idea that Demetrius and I, you know, had been kicking around for a little bit of a time, because we work together as actors upon our first meeting, quite interestingly enough, in a play called The Meeting.
That's great, right?
But the idea that we had was we wanted to showcase the talent here in the local Delaware. And, you know, specifically, we wanted people who had product, you know, have an ability to, you know, be able to sell it and to be able to sell it in the location like the Artscape, which is like right in the hub of Wilmington, right? And so we did our efforts to reach out to as many people as we could to get artists, you know, in. And, you know, and it wasn't even just artists. If you're a writer and you have a comic book that you created, and say you teamed up with Demetrius or some other artist and you actually put out a book, we want you there to be able to sell your wares and just be able to big up the fact that, you know, comics are being created independently in Delaware and around the surrounding area.
And that is so cool, because again, you know, I'm from New York, but I've spent most of my life here in Delaware. And a lot of people don't realize that there's a lot of diamonds here in the state of Delaware. You know, Biden's not the only superstar that's risen out of here. There's lots of us that are here. And, you know, you guys alluded to Artscape. That is like one of the major hubs, you know, downtown Market Street, Wilmington. That's where my husband grew up, in Wilmington. That is the best place in which to showcase. And then I love how you said the first play that you guys were in was called The Meeting. You know, God doesn't make mistakes. He puts people in your place for a reason and a season. And to connect you guys like this is amazing. I'm so excited about that. Give us some information, like dates and times and how we can get tickets and all that other good stuff.
Okay. August 20th and 21st. Yes. That's a Friday and a Saturday. August 20th, we're doing basically an evening meet and greet, chat and chew type of situation. 5 to 9. And then Saturday, the 21st, is the granddaddy of them all. Yes. That's from 10 to 6.
11 to 6.
From 11 to 6.
Welcome.
We'll be open.
Come on now.
And we'll have, you know, creators there. They will have their books. They will have posters. Some do prints, you know, of, you know, different comic artwork. I will be there, selling my particular book, but I also do hand-painted T-shirts, as in the one that I have on now. So I will be there doing hand-painted T-shirts on the spot with, you know, comic, iconic comic characters or independent characters, depending on what is asked for. So it's going to be a good time, and there's going to be food.
Now, I've seen, like, you know, pictures of Comic Cons. Will people be dressed up? Like, can you come dressed up?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we welcome all of that. Like, you know, get your geek on. Like,
right. And that's going to be at Artscape. What's the address there?
205 North Market Street, Wilmington, yes. Delaware. Zip is 19801.
Okay, so that's Friday and Saturday, August 20th and 21st. Now, the meet and greet, chat and chew, that's going to be from 5 to 9. Is that open, or can you buy tickets? How you get, you know, what is the cost associated with this event?
You can get the tickets off of Eventbrite.
Okay, great. I'll leave the link to the Eventbrite in the show notes for this podcast. So that people can just click and go. But then on Saturday, it's 11 to 6. And it's going to be creators and, you know, people making posters and prints and selling comic art. You're going to be doing hand painted T-shirts. Will we see Daddy Longlegs and the Inchworm? Will they be making a guest appearance?
Well, we'll be there. As you know, the creator of the comic book series is now taller than me.
Congratulations. He's no longer an inchworm.
But we will definitely
worm now.
Yeah, we retired the costumes a couple of months ago.
Oh.
Ceremony, got them in frames and everything. Yeah. You know, which was an honor. You know, I said, It brought me so much joy, you know, aside from seeing the smiles on the children's faces, the excitement when we came and everything, but to be able to wear that costume alongside my son was everything, you know. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I have pictures. Now, Andre, you said you do hand-painted T-shirts. How do we get that information if someone wants to get a T-shirt before the actual event?
Well, if they want to order a T-shirt, just ask that you give me a clear picture of, like, you know, because it could be anything from a portrait of, you know, a family member or whatever to a actual comic character or whatever. So if it's a comic character, just, you know, let me know what character and what size T-shirt, and whether you want it on black or white.
And what, give us your contact information too.
So they can email me at Sentinel, that's spelled S as in Sam, E as in Eric, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, I as in It, N as in Norman, E as in Edward, L as in Larry, 5344 at yahoo.com. Send me the information. Please send me a clear picture. if you want me to do a portrait or whatever, please send me a clear picture, because if the picture is blurry and you get your shirt with a blurry image, I painted what you sent me.
All right. So I'm going to put that in there. Sentinel 5344 at Yahoo. I will also put that in the show notes. So then in case someone wants to get a hand painted T-shirt, whether for the event or for something else. So that, you know, I want to promote you as well, because, you know, Demetrius, he is my logo designer. Demetrius, give us your information for people, because I've got nothing but compliments on your image. It's on the front of my vehicle, on a license tag. I've got it hanging up there. I mean, you can't see it. You know, people can't see it, but I posted enough times. I've got prints. I've got it in the studio at, you know, Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio. I got stickers. I got it all on my blog. So you the man. How do you, if people want a logo, how do they contact you?
I give my personal number. They can contact me. It's actually my business number. But it's 302-883-7371. You can also email me through my Motion Illustrations website, which is Motion Illustrations with a Z at the end instead of a S.
Great. And I actually do still have the mugs. I remember I did the No More Pain mug giveaway. So maybe you guys, we can get together before, you know, the 20th of August and work on something so we can do some sort of giveaway with the Delaware Blogger and you guys at the Comic-Con, something that, is, you know, be really memorable that I can give away, or, you know, write up something. You know, we can collab on that. So we'll connect and talk soon. I know we don't have much time, you know, less than a month away. But we can make something work. That is so great. Now, before I let
you guys... I got them phone cases.
Okay. Y'all can't see this because... But you need to go and hit them up because, you know, that is... That, Andre, that's a great idea. Oh, here's my phone here. Personalized phone cases are great. And Demetrius, I was even thinking about doing something for Blake's Booth later. You know, because, you know, branding's important. You know, it's cool, you know, that you have, you know, a few things, but your brand is your bond. Your bond is your brand. And when people can see that, you know, on your phone, on your car, you know, they know you're taking it seriously. It's more than just a business card. You know, it's what you wake up to. It's like what you go to sleep to. Every time I walk in my office, I see my portrait right there, you know, commission statement right there. And I actually took it to the studio and I said, nah, I can't leave my house. I brought that baby right back. I said, I'll get a cheap copy and put it in there, but I can't leave my baby in some place that I'm not at every day. So that is right here. And again, I'm like so happy that you guys are doing the darn thing. Is there anything else that you want to share before I let you go?
I just want to let you know, we want you to come out. It's family friendly. The cost is, $5 per person, $10 for a family of four. You're going to really enjoy yourself. We're so excited. And you know, just the excitement that, you know, was brought to both Andre, myself, and even you, Antoinette, as far as diving into comic books, we want to bring that to the new generation, you know. Children go and look at television and watch these apps, but it's nothing like picking up that old comic book, you know, from some of the creators that's here in Delaware. It's so important, you know, get back into it. So come on out, bring your children and come have a nice time.
Yeah, to Demetrius's point, it's easy for you to go to a comic book store and, you know, pick up a book, you know, a Marvel book or a DC book or something like that. But there's actually more nuanced work that's being done by independents. And those independents really need your support because, you know, a lot of them are, you know, doing this out of pocket and they're doing it because they love it. They're not doing it, you know, because they're like a big industry. They're doing it because they love it and you know, they need to have their followings uplifted as well.
And that is so wonderful. And like you said, you know, this is family friendly, $5 per person. Come on, $10 for a family. You know, that is a great way to bond and a great way to share and a great way to just, you know, be part of the community. And that is wonderful. And I applaud you guys for all that you're doing. And I applaud, you know, the Artscape, that's my heart, right? She, you know, she's, you know, I got to get her on the show. I'm not even going to talk about it now, but I got to get her on this show because she's been doing some great, Connie's been doing some great things. So thank you guys both so very much. People, you know, that's August 20th. Mark it down, August 20th and the 21st. Come out Saturday. Actually, I'm going to say the 21st. That's Saturday between 11 and 6 at 205 North Market Street in Wilmington, Delaware at Artscape. It's going to be a family-friendly event with creators, you know, comic, it's going to just be great, just great. And we want to put that on the map. We want to have as many people out there, as much media as we can get out there, because doing the good things is what we need to promote. We get enough of the negativity on the regular news. We don't need that. We know it's there, but you know what? There's so much more positive things that's happening that we need to showcase. And that's why I love this platform. I love using my platform so that I can showcase, you know, others, even though it may not be the biggest platform in the state of Delaware, but it's my platform in the state of Delaware. So Andre, Demetrius, thank you guys so very much for what you're doing. I'm going to put all the information into the show notes. And actually, this show will be published a couple of weeks before the actual event, so people have plenty of time to read about it, to hear about it, and then to be about it. So thank you guys so very much.
Just want to say one thing for everybody to just wrap their head around. And that is that small business is the engine that makes America go.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, while, you know, you have all of the big franchises and all of that is nice. But if you want to see how things actually work, then you need to support small businesses. And you'll see that your support of small businesses helps your dollar to continue to circulate within your local area. And as that happens, you can actually build the wealth that you're looking for.
That's right. That is so true. Thank you, Andre, for that. Yeah, people don't realize that small businesses are the wheels that drive that vehicle. And if we recycle those dollars, we all make out. So thank you, Andre. Thank you, Demetrius. And thank you guys all for listening into today's episode of Out and About with Antoinette. This is where I have the privilege and the honor of interviewing guests from in and around the state of Delaware who are doing some great things in their communities. And if you'd like to be a guest on Out and About with Antoinette, please send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. And don't forget, find and follow me on all my social media platforms, including my blog, by just using the Linktree ID Delaware Blogger. Thank you all for listening. Share this podcast link with your family, your friends, your bae, and your boo too. And until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Bye-bye.